central to the idea was to have a circular reflecting pool, and I have a passion for John Keats. I remember visiting his grave in Rome back in 1998, and he'd instructed his friends to leave the inscription, "Here lies one whose name is written water," which was really his despair, in the sense that he didn't think that his works would have any readership beyond his death, you know, or everything would expire with him. And of course, you know, a lot of people know his poetry by heart. And that seemed apt, in a way, in thinking about these rites and this rather obscure picture that most of us have of Magna Carta, that I needed to find a way of expressing how the possibility of its loss would be catastrophic, really. We have the cliché written in stone, which comes down from the Old Testament, written water. It also contains a pun in writ is a legal summons or whatever, you know. I like the way it operated in both those senses, and that there was this link to the greatest English lyric poet and something fundamental to our lore and our identity, and something actually we can be proud of that spread around the world, yeah. I needed to find architects that I could work with to realise this artwork, and happily I met with James Lowe and Studio Octopi. Circular buildings do tend to gather in everything around them, and with that reflecting pool, I was thinking you drop something in that and the ripples kind of expanding ever further from this historic moment, if you like. Plus, it kind of reproduces what a seal into wax does, the seal itself. The stamp would be upside down, back to front. You've got the band, the ring with the inscription engraved upside down and back to front. It was important that it looked like it came from the landscape. In Genesis, there's a description of the ark that's measured precisely in cubits, you know, and in the building of it, the walls were laid down in cubits, which is that measurement from the tip of your elbow to the tips of your fingers. The band around the reflecting pool is one cubit, and the bench that you can sit on around the pool is a cubit. And then there are 52 rafters. There are 12 kind of apertures that help light your way, which represent the weeks and months, or an analogue clock face. And I liked that it would operate a little bit like a sundial, the way you could read what time of day it was from what part of the building it's illuminating on its way around. Once the lettering is reflected in the water, what's also reflected is the position of the shadow. So the eye or the brain then has to refigure that, because we're so used to reading light coming from above that we then see the lettering as being proud of its background rather than engraved. It took 5 years in the making of it. Just before the opening, some swallows had nested in the outer bit, and they would come whipping around the water and then head off out of them. That was a bit of a bonus, yeah. Where else can you see that, you know, about an artwork? I think that's lovely, yeah.